Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. The guest call-in number is 1-718-664-6262. That is 1-718-664-6262. I have, or rather God has, in the preceding 33 episodes of this Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast, talked about the curse, the Passover law, the covenants. I have talked on Bible content. I have made it clear the AVB, or Authorized Version Bible, is a law book. In the things I have set forth, it is obvious the AVB deals with real life issues. Now the focus is on prophecy, the fulfillment of prophecy. My speech is about the scriptures. My speech is about the prophecies of the scriptures. My speech is about the prophecies of the scriptures concerning God. Prophecy calls for a God. It demands a God. It demands certain things of God. Now we have prophecy. Now we have fulfillment of prophetic statements concerning God, because we have God here on earth where no man is. God has a crucial role in it, in the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. In Genesis 19, verse 22, it says, "I, the Pope, cannot do anything till thou, God, be come thither," or rather, hither. That is to say, I, the sitting Pope, the sitting living Pope, cannot do anything till thou, God, be come hither. The living sitting Pope has a role in the fulfillment of prophecy. The Gentiles have a role in the fulfillment of prophecy. Prophecy waits on God for fulfillment. Prophecy has waited on God for fulfillment, and God has indeed come. And the prophetic, many prophetic statements have already been fulfilled. Prophecy is being fulfilled now. Question. The question here comes from Isaiah 53, verse 1. It asks, "Who hath believed our report?" A report is given in the AZB. The report has descended from the papacy, Rome, Italy. The report tells of conquest, domination, impoverishment, enslavement, emancipation, deceit, hypocrisy, and other things. The Lord, all caps, the papacy, takes responsibility for the things done and for the report itself. I cite Job 19, verse 28. I want to turn to it. Job 19:28. and it reads here, and it is the last statement in the verse, in the 28th verse. The statement says, the root of the matter is found in me. Whether we speak of the root of the matter of the Gentiles' conquest of Africa and enslavement of its inhabitants, original Aboriginal people, the black people, we talk about the Passover law, whether we talk about any of those things, the root of the matter is found in me, the statement says, and the me is a reference to the papacy. The root of the matter of Bible content is found in the papacy. Okay? From the report, I have gathered three goals of the papacy. One, Revelation 6:2. I'm turning, and you can be turning also. Revelation 6:2. That goal is to conquer. And we're speaking about the goals of the papacy, and if we're speaking about the goals of the papacy, we're also speaking here about the goals of the papacy and the Gentiles. That is to conquer, Revelation 6:2. Secondly, Revelation 12:9. And that goal is to deceive the whole world. To deceive the whole world. And three, Revelation 5:10. And that goal is to reign on the earth. The papacy's state, three of the papacy's stated goals, to conquer, and the papacy, along with the help of the Gentiles, did conquer Africa. And, of course, they have conquered other lands also. But we have the evidence of its conquest of Africa and subjugation of its Aboriginal people, the black people, in the AVB, the Authorized Version Bible. So the three stated goals here are to conquer, to deceive the whole world, and to reign on the earth. And it appears to me, it seems to me, that they have done those things. They have taken their deceitful teachings all over the world, the earth, that is, and they have deceived many. So, to conquer, to deceive, and to reign. Okay, I have a fourth listed goal here, and that goal is to possess the earth, the world, and they that dwell therein. Okay, and of course that's taken from one of the Psalms, where it says, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. The Lord, all caps, the papacy has stated that the earth is theirs, the world, and they, the people, that dwell therein. Their goal is to reign on the earth, their stated goal. The report shows clearly that the Lord, all caps, has not acted alone. He has had the help of the Gentiles. Gentiles, loosely called white people. The report speaks of a covenant. there is found in the report a covenant between the Gentiles themselves. The Gentiles have agreed to walk in the ways of the Lord. They have agreed to obey the voice of the Lord, all caps. They have agreed to obey the voice of the Lord, all caps, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And let me read that statement. That's Jeremiah 42, 5 and 6. Jeremiah 42, 5 and 6. And this is the word of the Lord, all caps. The Lord, all caps, be a true and faithful witness between us, and the us is a reference to the Gentiles, if we do not even according to all things, for the which the Lord, all caps, thy God, shall send thee to us. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord, all caps, our God. Did you get that? Whether evil or good, they have agreed to obey the voice of the Lord, all caps, the voice of the papacy. Okay? And they have agreed that the Lord, all caps, will be their God, their, the Gentiles, God. The application being, they, the Gentiles, are one people united under the rulership of the Lord, all caps, their God. The Lord, all caps, had said to the Gentiles, if ye will obey my voice, I, the Lord, all caps, will be your God. Therefore, the Gentiles have testified in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 2, saying, the Lord, all caps, our God, made a covenant with us, the Gentiles. The Lord, all caps, has said to the Gentiles in Judges chapter 2, verse 1. I'm turning to that. The Lord, all caps, has said to the Gentiles, I will never break my covenant with you. All right. And in that covenant, the Lord, all caps, has said that he will be the Gentiles' God. The Gentiles have said, the Gentiles have agreed that the Lord, all caps, will be their God. Okay. So, the report in the AVB bears record of a covenant between the Gentiles themselves and of a covenant between the Lord, all caps, and the Gentiles. I have regarded the two covenants. The two covenants being the covenant, one covenant between the Gentiles themselves and the other covenant, the covenant between the Lord, all caps, and the Gentiles. The report speaks of the covenants. The report speaks of conquest. The report speaks in detail of the Gentiles' conquest of Africa and its inhabitants, that is to say, the Aboriginal people, the black people. I have regarded the AVB's preponderant evidence dealing with that conquest. I have called that conquest by the title, The Lord, All Caps, Curse Against Africa and Its Aboriginal People, the Black People. The report reveals the Gentiles joined forces to conquer Africa, take over its resources, and subordinate its people at the word of the papacy. And we can say at the word of the Lord, all caps, or at the word of the papacy. The report reveals in Revelation 18:12 through 13 that the Lord, all caps, removed the Africans from the class of Homo sapiens and reduced them to the status of slaves. Merchandise that can be bought and sold, just as one would buy cinnamon, sell linen, buy sheep, etc. Let me read Revelation 18, verses 12 through 13. Revelation 18, 12 through 13. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble, and cinnamon, and odors, and ointments, and frankincense, and wine, and oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and beasts, and sheep, and horses, and chariots, and slaves, and souls of men. Slaves. We find the word slaves there listed among other things that are bought and sold. The Lord, all caps, reduced Africans, the Africans, black people, to the status of slaves, merchandise that can be bought and sold. Leviticus 25:44. Has something to say, and this is coming from the report, Leviticus 25:44. Okay, Leviticus 25:44, and this statement comes at the end of verse 44. The papacy, speaking to the Gentiles, says, you are ye by bondmen, and, okay, of them, speaking of black people, of them shall ye, Gentiles, by bondmen and bondmaids, or slaves. Okay? Furthermore, in Leviticus 25:45, the statement is found at the end of the verse, the last statement in the verse. The Lord, all caps, tells the Gentiles, they, the Africans, black people, shall be your possession. Possession, meaning a possessing or being possessed, as by ownership. And the Gentiles did possess or own their slaves. This is clear to me. The report gets to the root of the matter of the Gentile enslavement of black people. The Lord, all caps, the papacy, was behind it all. It was the papacy calling the shots, and the Gentiles, as they have stated in the covenant, obeyed and fulfilled the word of the Lord, all caps, their God. I have called this the enslavement, the Gentile enslavement of black people, and it was indeed. It can also be called the Lord All Caps, the Lord All Caps enslavement of black people. It can also be called the papacy's enslavement of black people. In Job 30, verse 5, the Lord All Caps gives a relevant detail regarding the Africans. That's Job 30, verse 5. And it says, first statement there, they were driven forth from among men. The they, a reference to the Africans, black people, they were driven forth from among men. And as I stated earlier, taken from the class of Homo sapiens and reduced to the status of merchandise, reduced to things that are bought and sold. The Africans were driven forth from among men and into a subordinate class. Let me read, please. Let me stick with my outline here. Okay, as I stated in Job 30, verse 5, the Lord, all caps, gives a relevant detail regarding the Africans or black people's déclassé. The detail says they were driven from among men, that is to say the Africans, black people, were driven from among men and assigned to a subhuman status by the word of the Lord, all caps. In the above citation, that is Revelation 18:12-13. Also, let it be said that in Revelation, the statement in Revelation 18:12-13, the papacy not only reduces the Africans to a subhuman status, but it gives the Gentiles the right, the power to buy and sell human beings, to buy and sell black people. Why? Because the Lord has assigned them to a class of things that are bought and sold. These things come from the papacy, Rome, Italy. These things are found in the report that I have found in the AZB. In the report, I found another interesting note, which note with regard to the curse in Ecclesiastes 2, verse 7, and Leviticus 25, verse 42, Ecclesiastes 2:7. Let's see here. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 7. Listen to what the Lord All Caps said. Listen to the word that has come down from the papacy, Rome, Italy, with regard to the captured Africans. Okay. The Lord All Caps says in Ecclesiastes 2, verse 7, I got me servants and maidens. I got me servants and had servants born in my house. And the word servant is equivalent to slave. I got me slaves. And had slaves born in my house. Okay? Okay, and the other statement is Leviticus 25, verse 42. Leviticus 25, the Lord, all caps, has said, he got him servants. He got him slaves. He had servants. He had slaves born in his house. Leviticus 25:42. For they are my servants. Okay? So to whom did the slaves belong? The Lord, all caps, says, they are my servants. Okay? That tells me that the Lord, all caps, saw the conquered déclassé Africans, black people, as his own, and with that being the case, he could dictate to the Gentiles what to do with his own servants. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? The Lord, all caps, asks in Matthew chapter 20, verse 15. 2015, that is exactly what the Lord, all caps, asked. He said, is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? And his own being a reference to the conquered Africans, the people who were taken from the class of Homo sapiens and reduced and assigned to a class of things that are bought and sold. The Lord, all caps, asks, let me read on, I've read that. The record touches on slave labor on the order of Jeremiah 51, verse 28. Jeremiah 51, verse 58. Okay. Okay, and I'm turning to that. Jeremiah 51, verse 58. Okay, and here we are. And the statement is found at the end, or to the end, of Jeremiah 51, verse 58. It reads, the people shall labor in vain, and the folk in the fire, and they shall be weary. Were slaves rewarded for their labor? No, they weren't. So this word of the Lord, all caps, the people shall labor in vain, came to pass. Okay? The Lord, all caps, called it, and it came to pass. The Gentiles did not reward slaves for their labor, and it says at the end of the statement, they shall be weary. The slaves were worked to the point of exhaustion, tired, worn out. They shall be weary. They shall labor in vain. They shall be weary. Okay? And another statement in the book of Isaiah says, they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And that statement is found in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, at the end of the verse. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. It's about the slaves here. slave reduction, or rather Africans reduction, the Africans déclassé, the Africans regarding the African slave labor, regarding their weariness. In the report, the Lord all caps has some words to say on the issue of the Gentiles scattering of the Africans, black people. The Lord all caps objective here is seen in Zechariah 10, verse 9. I'm turning to it. Zechariah 10, verse 9. The Lord all caps says, with regard to the captured Africans, I will sow them among the people. That statement came to pass. The Gentiles caused that statement to come to pass, because black people were taken, and many were taken from their homeland and dispersed in and throughout the nations of the Gentiles. The statement, Zechariah 10, and the first statement in chapter 9, in verse 9, chapter 10, verse 9, first statement, I will sow them among the people, came to pass. Okay, let me read on here. The Lord's objective is seen in Genesis 49:7. Genesis 49:7. The statement is found toward the end of verse 7, Genesis 49, verse 7, where the Lord, all caps, says, I will divide them and scatter them. Those are the crucial words in the statement. I will divide them and scatter them. The degree of the scattering, 1 Samuel 11:11. First Samuel 11:11. The statement is found at the very end of verse 11. 1 Samuel chapter 11:11, last statement in the verse. So that two of them, and it came to pass that they which remained were scattered, so that two of them were not left together. And speaking about the families, kinfolks, whatever, however, they were taken, so that two of them were not left together. The Gentiles thoroughly scattered, separated, divided, separated, and scattered the Africans, the captured Africans. For the Lord, all caps, has said in Luke 17:34. What did he say in Luke 17:34? I'm turning to it now. Luke 17:34. The Lord, all caps, says, I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken and the other shall be left. Now, here is the crucial part in that verse. Coming from 1 Samuel 11:11, so that two of them were not left together, for the Lord, all caps, had said, one shall be taken and the other left. That's the crucial part in that verse. One shall be taken and the other left, so that two of them were not left together. We're talking about the Lord, all caps, scattering of Africans, black people. The one shall be taken and the other left. According to the report, the Lord, all caps, ordered the Gentiles to scatter the Africans, black people. The order set in Psalm 144, verse 6. And the order is the last two words in verse 6, Psalm 144, verse 6. Here is, well, it's two statements there. The first statement, the Lord orders the Gentiles to scatter the Africans. He simply says, scatter them. And the second statement, the last two words or the last three words in verse 6, the Lord, all caps, commands the Gentiles to destroy the Africans and destroy them, scatter them and destroy them. The Lord, all caps, was not playing with the Africans. The Gentiles were not playing with the Africans. They did not play with them. They dealt them a crucial blow. With the purpose of destroying them. Scatter them and destroy them. In Ezekiel 36, verse 19. Remember, the question at the beginning was asked, who hath believed our report? These things are part of the report. These things are part of the report. Okay, and that is Ezekiel 36, verse 19. Here is an admission. The Lord, all caps, says in Ezekiel 36, verse 19, I scattered them. That's an admission. He's owning up to what he did. He says he scattered the Africans. He caused the Africans to be scattered. The papacy, Rome, Italy. It says, I scattered them among the heathen, and they were dispersed through the countries. He says, he judged them. He says, I scattered them with a whirlwind among the nations, whom they knew not. And the nations here is a reference to the Gentile nations. All Gentile nations took part in the enslavement of, in the papacy's enslavement of black people. Enslavement, scattering, reducing them, the reduction, the conquest, the taking of the land of Africa's resources to themselves. All Gentiles took part in that. The report affords a conclusion, and that conclusion is found is in regard to the Gentile scattering of the Africans taken into captivity by the Gentiles at the word of the papacy. The conclusion is set in Genesis 11, verse 8. And says, so the Lord scattered them, the Africans, black people, abroad. So the Lord, all caps, scattered them abroad. The Lord, all caps, that's a conclusionary statement. The Lord, all caps, takes responsibility for what the Gentiles did to the African people. What do I see thus far in the report? In the report on the covenants, I see the Lord, all caps, and the Gentiles partnering, uniting. I see the Lord, all caps, and the Gentiles partnering and uniting to do certain things. In the Lord, all caps, curse against Africa and its aboriginal people, black people, I see, or rather, the report shows the Lord, all caps, and the Gentiles working together, one leading, the other following, one deciding and commanding, the other obeying, following, and fulfilling. In the report, the question is asked, who hath believed our report? My answer to the Lord, all caps, question is this. I, God, believe the Lord, all caps, report on the covenants. I believe the Lord, all caps, report on the Lord, all caps, curse or set of objectives against Africa and its aboriginal people, black people. Now, the two covenants are former things, but that is not to say they are no longer valid. The Lord, all caps, curse against Africa and its aboriginal people, black people, is also a former thing. And we know the curse has been lifted, the curse with regard to the enslavement of Africa has been lifted. The commandment says in Isaiah 46:9, remember the former things. That's the commandment. You are to remember these things you are hearing. Remember the former things. Be careful not to forget the things presented in this report. The report focuses on the Lord, all caps, law of Passover, the law of silence and deceit. This law of Passover is also a former thing. Remember the former things. In the law of Passover, the law of silence and deceit, the Lord, all caps, commands the Gentiles to overlook, ignore, and omit certain things. Therefore, the Gentiles have not openly and straightforwardly talked about the covenants. They have not directed attention to the Lord, all caps, curse against Africa and its aboriginal people, black people. And that is the reason they, the Gentiles, do not talk openly and frankly about this Passover law of the Lord, all caps. Revelation 8:1 says, there was silence in heaven. Okay, the so the Gentiles are silent on crucial matter of the AVB. The Gentiles have followed the Lord. The Gentiles have followed the word of the Lord, all caps. What does that mean? That means the Gentiles have up to this time clung to the Lord their God, the Lord, all caps, their God, as they have agreed to in the covenant. In the law of Passover, the law of silence and deceit, the Gentiles are ordered by the Lord, all caps, to overlook truth, disregard truth, be silent, and omit truth of Bible content. They are also ordered to prophesy and teach deceit. So the Gentiles teach the lie concerning the fictitious character, Jesus. Now, up to this point, the report says in Numbers 32:12, they, the Gentiles, have wholly followed the Lord, all caps. That is Numbers 32:12. Numbers 32:12. All right. And that statement comes, it's the last statement in verse 12 of Numbers chapter 2. Last statement. For they have wholly followed the Lord, all caps. The Gentiles have wholly followed the Lord. And these things that I'm pointing out here demonstrate that. They demonstrate the Gentiles' obedience, faithfulness to the Lord, all caps. The pattern is set. The pattern is obvious. Jeremiah 9:5, the Lord, all caps, admits the Gentiles have taught their tongue to speak lies. We're talking about the law of Passover, the law of silence and deceit. They have taught their tongue to speak lies. And as I alluded to earlier, many people have been deceived by the teachings coming from the Gentiles, by the teachings coming from the papacy. The report gives a damning commentary on today's ministers. Jeremiah 6:13. Jeremiah 6:13. From the least of them, even to the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. Listen, here's the part that I want. From the prophet even to the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. Now that's the word of the Lord, all caps. That's his word on the ministers of today. From the prophet, who is the prophet? The prophet is a reference to the sitting, living pope over in Rome, Italy, Vatican City, the supreme pontiff, the pope. From the prophet to the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. Everyone dealeth falsely. This speaking of all the ministers, those teaching Jesus. Everyone dealeth falsely. Bible. Okay. Knowing these things from the report, what have I done? in Genesis 4, verse 10, I am asked in the report, what hast thou done? Genesis 4:10. And it is that. Genesis 4:10, what hast thou done? Okay. What has God done? First of all, God has broken the silence. In obedience to the Psalm 83, verse 1. 83, verse 1. Command which says, keep not thou silence, O God. Now, when it says silence, it's talking about the law of silence. It's talking about the law of Passover, the law of silence and deceit. The law of Passover is the law of silence and deceit. God is ordered to keep not silence. God is ordered to not observe the law of Passover, the law of silence and deceit. God, okay, 81, 81:1. No, where was that? 83:1. Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace and be not still, O God. And I have carried out that commandment. Mark that, those of you keeping notes, taking notes, mark Psalm 83, verse 1 as fulfilled. I have not kept silence. I do not observe silence. I speak out. I'm not holding my peace. And I'm not being still, or I'm not being quiet on the crucial matter of Bible content. Mark that statement as fulfilled. I must hurry now. Okay. God does not observe the law of Passover, the law of silence and deceit. The prediction prophecy set in Psalm 50, verse 3, has been fulfilled. It says, God shall come and shall not keep silence. Psalm 50, verse 3. Psalm 53, our God shall come and shall not keep silence. Mark that statement, just that part of that verse, mark that statement as fulfilled. God has come, God has not kept silence. The report, made mention beforehand, of God not keeping or observing the law of Passover, the law of silence and deceit. I believe the report. The question is asked, who has believed our report? I believe the report. I believe these things that I'm reading and presenting to you. God has come. He has not observed silence. He has not overlooked truth. He has not ignored the facts. He has not omitted the crucial matter of the AVB. What has God done? But the Pope and the Gentiles are silent to God. What has God done? God has appealed the Lord, all caps, law of Passover, the law of silence and deceit. He has banned the deceitful teaching of Jesus. He, God, has commanded the Pope and all other Gentiles to speak the truth. To deceive not, and despite all that, the silence coming from the Pope and the Gentiles remains, and their silence to God persists. There, the Popes and the Gentiles silence toward God, and God's word is an affront to God. They, the Pope and the Gentiles, have insulted God. They have slighted God. They have offended God. I say they have affronted God openly, purposefully, and defiantly. This is the record of God. The papacy called God by means of crucial matter of BAVB. On this program, in a previous episode, I have read material found in the call. I have heard the papacy's call, and I have answered the papacy's call. I have made myself known to the Pope and the Gentiles. I have come, I have sought to establish communications, communication with the Vatican. Somewhere around December 2005, I sent Pope Benedict XVI an email ordering him to appear before me at a specified place and time. My order was met with silence. At some point before the appointed time, I, on this program, in a previous episode, ordered Pope Benedict XVI to appear before me at the House of God at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, October 17, 2010. He, the Pope, was to bring with him Queen Elizabeth of the U.K., Prince Charles, and Prince Charles's two sons. Again, my order was met with silence. On October 31st, 2010, I, God, announced the end of my official presentation of evidence on the issue of God, on the issue of God. I have yet to hear from Pope Benedict. I have yet to hear from Pope Benedict or any other Gentile, small or great. Pope Benedict XVI and the Gentiles are using silence as a weapon. With their silence, they are fighting God. Their fighting against God is an unlawful act. Acts 23:9, the commandment says, let us not fight against God. Acts 23:9. Okay. And it does say that last statement in verse 9 of Acts 23, let us not fight against God. That is a commandment. Fighting against God is not merely unlawful, it is sinful. To fight against God is to commit sin. I remind you, the wages of sin is death. Rather than fight against God, Pope Benedict XVI, Queen Elizabeth, Prince Charles, and his two sons should soon submit themselves to God and not add sin to sin. The Gentiles should cease their silence toward God and comply with the law of God. The question is asked, Malachi 2, verse 17. The question is asked, where is the God of judgment? Or where is the judgment of God? The scripture, Revelation 11:18, is already saying they should be judged. I say to those named above, let this be said of you, that you came to God in response to the summons. In Isaiah 59:11, it is written, we the Gentiles, Pope included, look for judgment. If you continue to resist and fight against God, then the judgment of God is what you will get. The righteous judgment of God shall be revealed to you. I'm checking the computer. We have 20 seconds left. The call-in number is 1-718-664-6262. We don't have any callers that I see are on the line. We don't have any. So join me next week for another broadcast of Law Masters, Law of God broadcast.